captivity. Next, we'll hear about the Chinese occupation of Tibet from Lobsang Dziring and Chungking Sering, who are now students in Florida at Florida International University.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Robert Lori. This afternoon, we'll meet four people whose lives have been affected by the ongoing Chinese occupation of two neighboring countries, Inner Mongolia and Tibet. Our guests are in town for this Sunday's protest at the Splendid China theme park in Kissimmee. The theme park is operated by the Chinese government as a tourist attraction, but its real purpose, according to our guests, is to rewrite history and hide China's occupation of the two countries. First, we'll look at Mongolia. People from Mongolia have only one name, and our guests in this first segment are two engineers who have left their native country, Erdemat and Oyun Bili of the Southern Mongolian Freedom Federation. Welcome to WMNF. Good to have you here. Thanks for coming. The two of you are opposed to Splendid China, and I wonder if you could tell us, what is your objection to Splendid China?
Okay. My name is Oyun Bili. I'm from Southern Mongolia. I mean, we know that in the Splendid China theme park, they have an exhibition about Muslim of Genghis Khan, and also have a Mongolian like grassland. And we think this exhibition not belong to China or Chinese history. Even Chinese culture, it's a totally Mongolian history or so, Mongolian culture.
So Genghis Khan was Mongolian.
Yeah.
And the grasslands that are depicted there are not actually Chinese, but Mongolian.
Yes. Genghis Khan was never been a Chinese emperor.
And why do you think the Chinese government, which operates Splendid China, why are they depicting Genghis Khan and the grasslands as part of China?
I think they try to tell the American people that this is belong to China. This is like misleading American people.
But when did China first invade or take over Mongolia?
The Chinese communists took over Inner Mongolia in 1947.
They took over Inner Mongolia. Do they occupy all of Mongolia or just Inner Mongolia?
Part of Mongolia.
Mm-hmm. Just Inner Mongolia or Southern Mongolia.
Is the rest of Mongolia independent of China?
Yes. Mongolia, the former Republic of Mongolia, is an independent country.
Mm-hmm. Has the United Nations taken a stand on Chinese occupation of Inner Mongolia?
Unfortunately, the voice of Inner Mongolian people is still very weak.
Tell me about your lives in occupied Inner Mongolia. I'm wondering, what was it like to grow up under Chinese occupation?
At first, I tell some of... my name is Erdemat. Okay. I grew up in Bainor. It's called Banner. And in 1949, yes, the population in Southern Mongolia and the armies is Inner Mongolia just have 800,000 population, and now it's over 20 million. And Mongolia just have 2 million in Inner Mongolia. So Mongolia becomes a minority people in our own motherland, grasslands. So many Chinese immigration moved to Inner Mongolia, and beginning Inner Mongolia, Mongolia people lost their grassland. If the Mongolia lost the grassland, they can't live. And now, just next to the boundary of this area is Mongolia live. Other places lost. And in political, Mongolia was no any kind of right to develop their traditional culture and no any right to express their idea about Mongolia. If you see something, they kill you at the beginning. Chinese always says like this and do like this. In 1981, the big student demonstration activist held in Hohe City, the two leaders of Huchintus and another is Wang Manglai, they organized all students and hold the demonstration activities of the Chinese government, the oppressed Mongolia people. So after that, both of two leaders were arrested, and some of the organizers was also arrested by Chinese government. After they released a couple years ago, and then arrested him again, put him in jail.
When you say that the Chinese government doesn't allow the Mongolian people to exercise their culture, I'm wondering what specifically is being repressed. Is your religion being repressed?
Yes, not only the religious, but the old and traditional customs, manners. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, give us an example. I mean, are we talking about the division between Chinese religion and Mongolian religion?
Mm-hmm.
Which religion do you...
The Mongolian believe the Buddhism is the same as the Tibetan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese?
I think it's Buddhism, but it's not the same section.
Okay, it's a different brand of Buddhism.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do the Chinese also, this will show my ignorance, do the Chinese also practice Confucianism, and is that part of the conflict?
Chinese people even depress their own people's religion. Mm-hmm. They don't allow them to believe religion freely.
Give me another example.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the during the Cultural Revolution, so many Mongolian temples was broken, almost broken anywhere. So our own house, no temples exist. Almost those temples were broken, and some lama were killed, so lost anything. Just a few of the lama in their house, and people with religion beliefs that go to their house, a very few.
So folks aren't allowed to practice their religion in a traditional monastery, but if they want to practice their religion, they have to go to the house of the monk, is that?
Yeah, but they ruined all the temples during the Cultural Revolution, and they arrested many monks, and they
I gotcha.
And the another example is about the Genghis Khan ceremony.
What's that?
The Mongols had been holding Genghis Khan ceremony in a traditional way, almost like 700 years. But when the Chinese communists took over Inner Mongolia, they don't allow Mongols to hold the ceremony again. If any people dare to hold the ceremony like openly, then they're gonna be in the jail.
Well, as a result of this political oppression, have many Mongolians been killed by the Chinese?
Yes.
Yes.
During the Cultural Revolution, over 500,000 Mongolian people, they treat them as a member of the Inner Mongolia People Revolution. As a matter of fact, this party is established in 1925 years in Zhangjiakou city. And 2 years later, this party doesn't exist. After 40 years later, they found so many Mongolia, over 500,000 Mongolia, they are members of the Inner Mongolia People's Revolution And then among them, half of them, 250,000 Mongolians were killed. It's different from others. Mongolian people were killed one by one, just by torture, by beating to death. I give you example for in the culture. Inner Mongolia, Mongolia was controlled by Chinese government almost 50 years. And during the 50s, no one dictionary translated from English to Mongolia or from Mongolia to English. No one dictionary. They didn't agree Mongolia people to learn English and know the word. Just listen to what Chinese say. Oh, it's good. If you against Chinese government, anything else, kill you, put in prison. Seems very easy.
Well, they didn't allow English to Mongolian dictionaries?
They didn't agree with Mongolia people to study.
Why would that be?
Why would that be? They controlled Inner Mongolia, absolutely became the colony area in political, economic, and culture. Anywhere. They forced Mongolian people study Chinese from 3 years. When you go to school, and 3 years later.
Third grade.
I began to, you must study Chinese. It was not English or French or Japanese, no.
So it was a way to isolate people in...
Yes, isolate Mongolia from the world. Just listen to Chinese, what they say, oh, you are okay. It's...
The Inner Mongolian situation is the difference between Inner Mongolian situation and Tibetan is we don't have like a leader, like a Dalai Lama. And in the overseas, I mean, in the outside of the Inner Mongolia, there's not many Inner Mongolians. The Chinese government controlled the Mongol people to live outside the Inner Mongolia. So that's why our voice is very weak.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming down and telling your stories. It's good to meet you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Oyan Bilig and Erdumbat are two activists seeking freedom for Inner Mongolia from more than 40 years of Chinese occupation. You can reach the Southern Mongolian Freedom Federation by calling 609-897-0988. I'm Rob Lori, and you're listening to Radioactivity right here on WMNF in Tampa, 88.5 FM.